It's important to start seeing things really as they are and not as we think or believe or imagine they should be. The imagination can often play tricks on us, and many times we react to life situations because we simply believe or we believe something. And what would you think if I told you that what you believed for many years was not the right thing, was not really like that? Then we would rethink life. What I talk to you about rethinking, I talk to you about studying, analyzing, scrutinizing, observing carefully, not under emotions, but in context of the true truth. And under that truth, begin to observe if the way we are thinking is correct, if the way we are acting is correct, as we are working in life. This pandemic has led us, or should have led us, in an absolute reflection on how we are living life. When I speak to you about rethinking, I can express to you, or I can refer to those people who have not received God in their hearts. And the way of rethinking life is to observe or analyze the way in which you have been doing things throughout your life. How much fruit have you received? And because while trying to do what is good, the greater emptiness that is in our hearts that you have never been able to refill or fill. Because it's true. Because perhaps many times you have reached some goals in your life and what you do daily in your daily life. But every time you finish a goal, then you realize that a greater one is coming. And then you reach that other goal. There is always a hunger. There is always a thirst. There is always a desire for something more. And when you reach that something else, you come to the conclusion that in the end, everything is temporary and nothing satisfies your heart. Nothing fills the emptiness that is in your heart. But on the contrary, it has become bigger and bigger. And now, when speaking to rethink life, for those who have already have Christ in their hearts, is to learn to examine, to observe carefully, and not really under the position of human being or the position I believe, I think, but under the position of God or under the base of the truth which is already written in the Word and that Lord left us to know how we should live the true life, to be able to examine and observe if what we have been talking, thinking, and doing is coherent with what was taught to us by God through His words. Then both side by side, he who does not know God and he who knows God, we need to rethink the way in which we see and live this life that we have today. So through His advice, this devotional today, I want to start with this series, Rethinking Life. And we can really come to question ourselves and what we are doing and what we are going through in this pandemic. If we really are taking advantage of the time or we want to get out of this bitter drink of the situation in which we have seen ourselves as human beings involved, in which our life has been changed for everyone completely. If we only want to get out of this reality and in this moment, or if we want to take advantage of the time and realizing what God wants to show us that we have to change in our life to obtain the correct fruit, to walk in the correct purpose. What was determined for you and me before, my beloved friends, before we were created by the Lord, God already designated a purpose for you. Unfortunately, we live many miles away because we confirm in learning what this system wants us to learn. And what we see is what we analyze. And it's what we put into practice. Sadly, when we move away from God, we move away from true life. We move away from reality. But with this series, I just want to give you some advice. Forgive me if I bother you. I don't intend to teach you something new. And I hope that you can finish these 17 minutes and that you can open your heart. There's a saying, there is nothing worse than a blind person who doesn't want to see. And believe me, sometimes the blind are not by our side. They are not in front. They are not behind. The blind are not the people around us. Perhaps we ourselves consider that reality is what we see in the mirror daily, but it's not like that. When we talk about rethinking, we necessarily have to talk about changes, and we don't like changes. Moreover, some of them go into the changes because I visit them and it moved them, and it had to happen. Like, for example, we had to change many habits of our life during this time because of a microorganism. Something so small forced us to confine ourselves at home and to realize how weak we are as human beings, how limited we are, reminding ourselves that apart from God, we cannot do anything, and remind us that life is changing, and therefore we had to change the way we lived to get used to a new way of living now. And some are calling it a new normality. If some have already given it a name, they say this is the new normality. And it's something that man has to get used to, because naturally it visited us and came to stay. And we have to learn under new rules how to live life, rethink life, then changes come. And we have to know how to face these changes. But if we stay as rebels, or as some of us suddenly think that this is not going to touch them, that is simply a lie, an invention of the government, perhaps they will have the stronger consequences because they will not run away from it or pretend that it's not going to touch them, and that the changes are for others, not for us. The question is that we do not love changes, and the changes must be encouraged. We must go looking for them. You have to produce them. You have to yearn for them. Otherwise, we will never be able to advance. Even God is a God of changes. The Bible says that He renews His mercy every day. God does not keep the same thing that He gave you yesterday. Today, He has given you a new chance. Yeah, He will keep the same thing as yesterday. He will live reminding us of the sins we committed yesterday. But today, He renewed His mercy. Today, He has given us a new opportunity. Today, there is a new advance. Today, God makes all things new. But we have to learn to enter these changes. We have to learn to enjoy those changes that God has for each of us all the time. And we need to change. But that is not going to come. But we long for it. And if we do not understand that we have to rethink. So when I talk about rethinking life, I have to talk about changes. In this series, we are going to talk about many changes. And two, when I talk to you about rethinking life, I need to talk to you about the ability to learn to see what is really not right, and then evaluate and walk towards what we should be right in our life. Now, that's why I want to give you a text that is in John chapter 9, verse 1. He says, while walking, Jesus saw a man who was blind from birth. And the story follows that during all this time, this whole series, we are going to be playing. But I want to base myself on this first verse. Only on this short word that expresses John when writing what Jesus was doing denotes or gives us to show a protagonist. Well, two, Jesus who arrives, but a man who can represent a whole humanity, a man who can represent your life and who can represent mine, a man who was experiencing a complicated circumstances. What was it? This man was blind. So when I talk to you about rethinking, I talk to you about the importance, what is to have a vision. We can use the example of a physical vision and realize how important it is to see, to do the things that we need to feel in this natural world. Or I could use the example to tell you about a spiritual condition, a spiritual vision that we need to be able to rethink how we are observing, thinking, and doing in this life. This man received the vision later, of course, yes. But it all started with a base. What was the base? Recognizing the problem, recognizing your need, recognizing your condition. This man was blind, blind from birth. Now, this makes me think that it's different to be blind, right? Having traveled a long journey of years of life, when he was born blind, I tell you because when we talk about blindness, we talk about not being able to see anything. And when you can't see anything, the first thing you put to work is your imagination, as you think things will be because you haven't seen them. Now, many times the imagination can play tricks on us. And many times what we imagine is not what life really should be. The truth is based on what we can see and can feel. And we can designate that it is true because it's not modified, it does not change. But many times what we imagine out of reality, and it's out of what is true. Now, I put it in this way. If this man had been blind since his 20s, then he already had knowledge of life. And what would happen from 20 years onwards would be the result of the knowledge that he already had. But now, this man was blind from birth. He had no knowledge. And he had to live life in his blindness. So he learned to see inside his blindness. I hope you can understand me, my beloved friend. My beloved friend. His whole life lived in darkness. He never saw. Now, this makes him like our life, our spiritual life. In Genesis, in chapter 1, when God begins to make the heaven and earth, and to recreate all things, to recognize everything that was created and empty, what was the first thing that God said? And God said, "Let there be light." That is to say, that there is vision, that there is day, that there is a revelation, that there is clarity, because it's the only way that we can truly realize truth and compare what we have been truly doing with something which never has been motivated by nothing, nor modified by anything. And that truth is Christ. The truth is the Lord. He is the light. That's why in John chapter 9, verse 4, he said, "I am the light of the world." In chapter 5, "While I am here in this world, I am the light of the world." That is, if you want to rethink life and want to know what God's purpose is for you, how to live the life correctly, you need to come to Jesus. He is the true light. And for God to rearrange all things, first he made the light to be established. We cannot rethink life if there is no light in us. I believe that the time has come to stop that spiritual blindness, to stop judging things as we think. We need to see how we really should see life. And that was how God raised it from the beginning. I encourage you to follow me in this series, Rethinking Life. And we could keep moving forward. God has more to teach you. Father, I thank you for these words. Thank you for what you teach us daily. Thank you, Lord, for your fidelity. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your mercy. And thank you for what you teach us. Today I pray, Father, that we can take these words into account. And that we can, Father, be based on you, trusting you, that only in you there is true life. Lord, that our heart can be open to what you want to speak to us in the name of Jesus. And after seeing clearly what we could not see before, perhaps we have overlooked many things, but thank you because you always arrive just in time to teach us. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Remember, God always arrives just in time.